In his second letter to Timothy, the Apostle Paul writes these words, "I charge you in the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who is to judge the living and the dead, and by his appearing and by his kingdom, preach the word. Be urgent, in season and out of season. Convince, rebuke, and exhort. Be unfailing in patience and in teaching." This is In Season and Out of Season, a Bible teaching ministry with Father Tom DiLorenzo.
Good day, it's Father Tom, and I am glad to be with you today. And I hope you're having a good day today, because you know what? We're all doing the best we can. And it's all about doing the best you can in the name of the Lord, in the name of the Lord. And I'm trying to record this, and I just messed it up. I have no idea what I did. So we'll try it again. Stop, record. I shouldn't say monitor. That's not what I want to do. Well, you know what? I was never meant for machines. That's for sure. I'm doing the best I can. Okay, what we're going to be talking about today is what happens at Planned Parenthood and like, how do we respond? Because today is a Thursday. Oggi è giovedì, as they would say in Italian. And, you know, and on a Thursday, they have been killing children all day today. They start at 7 in the morning. And, you know, people don't understand this, you know, because you're not there. You don't see what happens. And you say, you know what? Like, what good is this? What good is this? You know, we're in our own homes today. It's so hot. Well, I'm going to tell you, it's going to be so hot for those children today that will be literally taken out of their mother's wombs, that their arms and their legs will be cut. Yes, and we've seen the silent scream, and we've seen how the child sees a foreign object coming after him, and he hides, and we see that. And you know what? The church still is, as I say in Italian, mangana parola, not a word. Oh, yeah, we say we are pro-life. But we do not put our lives on the chopping block. And I can say I'm an automobile because I'm in a garage, but that doesn't make me an automobile just because I'm in the garage, because I have to be an automobile with four wheels and a horn and all things like that. But anyway, I'm talking ragtime, but I'm doing the best I can right now. Listen, I want to tell you what happened yesterday at Planned Parenthood, because people were out there. Eleanoris was there, and Eleanor's going to tell the story, and we want to hear what happened yesterday, because it's yesterday I had, or 2 days ago, I had the children pray. We had a whole lot of kids here, and we prayed that children's lives would be spared from abortion, and we had about 15, 20 children, and we prayed for that intention, and our prayer was answered. And tell us what happened, Eleanor.
Oh, hi, Father. Thank you so much for letting me share the story. Actually, I have 4 stories, but I'm only going to tell you one. 2 stories last week, praise God. We had 2 couples last week that changed their mind and decided to keep that beautiful miracle of the baby in their womb. And then God blessed us with mercy yesterday, and we had 2 more. But they're all beautiful stories. I wish I could tell you the whole 4, but guess what? I'm picking one. I drove up to Planned Parenthood about 7:15. As you say, Father, you're right, they're open. And I pulled behind a car, and I see a man sitting in the car, and I'm thinking, oh, my morning has begun. So I jump out of my car, I go up to the man, and I say, hi. I said, is there something I can do to help this morning? And he's surprised to see me. What does she know we're doing? I look over in the passenger side, and there's a young lady. I said, well, you know, I work here at Planned Parenthood. But guess what? I said, I work outside. I said, I help women, and I help save little tiny children. Now they're both listening. I go over, and I'm speaking to the woman now on the sidewalk. And I say, there's so much help available. Did you know that the heart starts to beat at 3 weeks? And I know you're scared right now, but guess what? I can help you. There's a place where we could go. It's called A Woman's Concern. And I said, they will help you. I will help you. We'll hold your hand through the whole 9 months, whatever it takes, whatever your story is. We're interested because we believe God has a plan for every child in the womb. So I'm continuing to talk, maybe another 5 minutes. And guess what? On my shoulder, someone taps my shoulder, and I turn around, and it's one of my other mothers that's been helped by A Woman's Concern. And I said, oh, hi. I said, why are you here? And she said, oh, I just came to say hello. So I said, oh, well, you're the this is perfect timing. And I said, I'm speaking to this young couple here. Well, this young lady of mine took over the conversation, and she went on because she was a living proof of how a woman's concern does help, and they hold your hand, and whatever it takes, they're right there for you. So then my friend, the new mother, she was saying, thank you, you have to listen to these people. I was so glad that Eleanor was there when my baby was in my womb, and now I can tell you what a woman's concern will do. So she took over for 10 minutes, and we were a team, and I let her go because she was living proof of what a woman's concern does and continues to do. And that couple, after about another 15 minutes, they said, thank you. They said, we will keep the baby. We will not have the abortion. So praise God. All glory goes to the
Hallelujah.
Father, and the Son, and the
Glory.
Holy Spirit.
Glory.
Glory.
Thank you, Lord.
Glory.
So that is one of the stories, Father. Thank
now,
you.
Now, let's talk about a woman's concern now. A woman's concern now, when you are in Brighton or Alston or wherever this place is, Brookline, they need to drive all the way to Dorchester. And you know what? The women are very fragile. They're very fragile, and you know, sometimes they change their mind while they're driving. They say, no, I want to get out. Because they're following Eleanor. Eleanor's got a Mercedes, and they're following the Mercedes, you know? And as they're following the Mercedes, they might change their mind. You want to know why? Because it's miles away. It's miles away. Now, there is another plan in the works. Oh, blessed be God. I remember the plan when John Enzo said, we're going to put a woman's concern in the yellow pages, and we're going to put it on the first page because it's going to be a woman's concern. And I remember how people got behind that because we wanted the first place that people looked in the yellow pages to be a woman's concern, which was not an abortion mill, but was pro-woman, pro-baby, pro-life. And people think it's a woman's clinic, which it is really a woman's clinic, because they have ultrasounds and they can show the people the baby, and once they see the heart beating, not very many people change their mind. But we have something just as great, if not greater, in the plans with a woman's concern. Because I told you, Eleanor has to go all the way to Dorchester to bring the women and the men. And that is precarious. Now, I have with us the head of Women's Concern, Mark Conrad, and he gonna tell you what's in the works. This is exciting. Come on, Mark.
Thanks, Father Tom. I really appreciate it. Thank you, Eleanor. Thank you so much for all the work you're doing there on Commonwealth Avenue. Brothers and sisters, I am very, very excited. I'm very grateful to our God and Father for his providence, for the work that he is doing, Lord, just taking us to where he needs us most. And I want to let you know right now that in September, we will be opening up a new Women's Concern Pregnancy Resource Center 200 yards down the road from Planned Parenthood in Boston. We are going to be opening up our sixth center. This one's going to be located in such a way that as Eleanor is doing her work out in front of Planned Parenthood, she no longer has to convince these ladies and these couples to follow her in her car or to get into her car and drive all the way to the other side of the city in Dorchester. But literally she will point 200 yards down the street on Commonwealth Avenue to our new center. And she will now have a much more effective tool to be able to care for these couples, these women who are facing death at Planned Parenthood, and instead can find life, can find love, can find Christ just 200 yards down the road at our Commonwealth Ave, Father. And this is going to be one of the most exciting times in the history of our work together in Boston.
This is the 200 yards down the road from the Killing Center will be a life center. 200 yards down from the road of the Killing Center will be a life center. And you know what? You know, this is so marvelous because now they won't have to follow Eleanor. Now Eleanor will just say, come on now, it's just down the street, and even if you don't like it in 10 minutes, you can come back. But once they see the babies, heartbeat, once they see the legs, once they see the formed head, once they see the ultrasound, I'm going to tell you there's going to be changing of minds. There's going to be changing of hearts, because you see, they've been told that the baby in the womb is the product of conception. They've been told that the baby in the womb is not a baby. They've been told that the baby in the womb is just a carrot or an iris or something. I don't know what they've been told, but they bought the lie. But now
now 200 yards from the killing center. From Planned Parenthood, they're going to have a woman's concern, and we're going to be able to bring those people to the woman's concern 200 yards down the road so that God can save more of his children. Because you see what? God's looking for children. God's into children. God's into children, that they be raised as Catholics, as Christians of people who love the Lord. Oh, God's looking for children. But you know what? The money of the unrighteous must be given to the righteous. The money of the unrighteous must be given to the righteous. Because you see, the unrighteous person doesn't give to the Lord. The money of the unrighteous must be given to the righteous. And you know what? Today, I gave Mark a $600 check from in season and out of season. But you know what? That didn't hurt me very much because that's not my money. Then I wrote him out a check for $500 for my own money. Now, I'm telling you, if I can give $500, and I'm going to tell you what I get as a salary, $1,533 a month. But God provides. I get money coming in my ears and out my nose. Because you see, what you plant is what you reap. What you plant is what you reap. And so today I made a $500 investment for this Life Center on Commonwealth Avenue. Who else would like to make a $500 investment for a Life Center? How much money do you get a month? How much money do you get a month? I get $1,533. And you want to know what? I buy all the food, for the most part, at the Holy Rosary. I don't let the church buy the food for me. I do it because I can cook for people. I can buy what I want. I don't have to think that I'm taking it from the people. It's what God gives me. So you know what? But you want to know what today? I'm going to tell you what I got in the mail today. I got a $200 check that someone sent me, and I got a $100 bill that someone sent me. And you want to know what? Someone last night gave me $200 in cash. That's the $500 I just gave away. I never even thought about that. Yesterday and today, I still got nothing in my pocket. I have not a cent in my pocket, only credit cards. But you know what? In the last 24 hours, I got $500. Now, how am I going to use that $500? Am I going to use it for myself? If I use it for myself, you know what I do? It just dies. Oh, we got to find ways to use that $500. We got to find ways to bring blessings to people. Got to find ways. Got to find ways, because what you sow is what you reap. Who's going to match my $500? How much money do you get a month? Who's going to match my $500? Maybe you can't give $500. Maybe 50. Maybe you can't give 50. Maybe 10. You know? But you see, this is a center that's 200 yards from a killing center. This is the grace of God. We can close this place. Hallelujah. We can close this place. Won't that be wonderful? And let these people that are in Planned Parenthood go get a job, hallelujah, rather than kill people and destroy women. But you see, it takes money. Now, you know, I don't banter like this on my own broadcast. I never say things like this. But you know what? This is for life. This is for God's children. This is something that is an investment for life. If you think that God won't honor that, you're out of your mind. Because who cares for these children? Not many people. Not many people. But yet, you see, this week two children were saved. Oh, yes. How many more can be saved when we say, let's walk down the street. Let's just walk down the street and see what happens. How many more can be saved? Mark, give your address, because you know what? They're going to get their pens out and their checkbooks out. Come on, get your checkbooks out. Come on. Come on. It's seed. It's seed. Seed. Listen, I have three tomatoes in my hands. I'm going to ask you to pretend that you see my three tomatoes. See them? Big ripe tomatoes. They are so beautiful. They are ripe. They're ready to be eaten. And I'm going to ask you, what do you see in my hand? And most people say, I see three beautiful ripe tomatoes. What will you do with them? I'm going to make a tomato salad. And what are you going to put in the tomato salad? I'm going to put olive oil and lemon, a little vinegar, a little garlic, salt and pepper, and some ice cubes. Oh, yeah, ice cubes will mix with the olive oil.
Well, that's a very good thing to do. Then they say to you, Father Tom, what do you see when you see those three tomatoes? I see fields and fields of tomatoes, because you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to take all those seeds out, and I'm going to dry them, and I'm going to start planting them. Next year, I'm going to start planting them. I don't see three tomatoes. I see fields and fields and fields of tomatoes. That's what I see, because I've got vision. I've got vision. I see beyond three tomatoes. You see, when I write checks for God's things, that's like planting fields and fields and fields of tomatoes. That's what it's doing. But see, it takes faith to write a check. It takes faith to do something like that. See, well, I don't have it. Oh, you don't have it? You have it for what you need, don't you? You have it for what you need. Listen, let's get our checkbooks out now. Let's get our checkbooks out and let's write some checks. I don't want your money today. I don't want your money today. I want you to send your money to a woman's concern so that children can live and women do not have to be raped. And that's what they do. They rape those women. They kill those children, and those women have to mourn their children for the rest of their life. And you can do something about it. You. Get your checkbook out. I'm not telling you to do something I didn't do. Come on, Mark. Give your address.
Thank you, Father. I'd also like to be able to tell a bit more about how this center came about.
Please.
But please feel free to contact us. You can get your checks to us at A Woman's Concern, 1855 Dorchester Avenue, Dorchester, Massachusetts, 02124. I'll repeat all that again. But also, feel free to give us a call. And we have something called the Heart for Life program for folks who maybe can't write a check, but you know, maybe they can give a little bit more. Or maybe they sense God's power in their life and they want to make a sacrifice. I know personally, when I was getting ready to help John Enzo open up the center, he asked me to open. And I really wanted to be able to help out, but I was in full-time ministry and wasn't collecting a salary through the ministry. And so I just looked to the Lord and said, Father, what is it that could be that I could sacrifice for this? And it was a simple thing. I simply gave up a cup of coffee a day. And that's only a dollar, but that turned out to be $30 a month, and that turned out to be, $300, $400 a year. That's our Heart for Life program, and you can do that electronically as well. If you give Sarah a call at 617-929-1012, that's 617-929-1012. Ask for Sarah. She'll be able to help you with electronic giving or to be able to give a little bit, but over the time. That's critical to our work. So what happened with this center? Now, this center on Commonwealth Avenue, as you know, Father, is in a right in the heart of Boston. I mean, you can see the Prudential Building from our new center, and you know, we're right there next to Boston University, right down the road from Boston College, and we're surrounded by dozens and dozens of colleges and universities. The Green Line, one of our subway systems, stops right in front of our new building, and it's an exciting place. But you can just imagine the cost, the financial cost to moving there, and not only that, we're going to open up right away. And that's all because there's a couple of men who really believe in the work we're doing, who are champions for life, and they were willing to give us the money to open our doors, and not only give us enough money to open our doors, but to remain open for a full year so that we can provide preventive measures to people so they can choose abstinence instead of having a sexual lifestyle that's a violation of God's love and will for us. So that women who are facing an unplanned pregnancy can come and get a free pregnancy test and get a free ultrasound and get the counseling from women who really care about them and not just a dollar and be able to choose life, not only for their unborn child, but for themselves. Because as you said, Father, when they destroy their unborn child, they're destroying themselves. They're violating their own maternal identity. And then the relationship with the young man that they entered into the sexual relationship with is often destroyed. And all those hopes and dreams are gone. And that's a terrible thing. And so we also provide, for those couples who have had an abortion, we provide them restoration ministries. And, we have a church-based one called Hope Rising that will be able to operate out there as well. But also, we don't just, when a woman comes to us and chooses life for her child, we don't simply say, well, go and be warm. We teach them how to be great parents. We have parenting classes for the mom and for the dad, and we help them also get, clothing and diapers and food and access to health care. And we do so much for that woman. That's the deep sickness about Planned Parenthood is that when you plan to parent, they don't help.
It's a lie, Planned Parenting. You know, this is not true. And so these men have stood up and they said enough is enough. And they have made the financial sacrifice to allow us not only to open our doors swiftly, but to remain open for 1 year. Now, brothers and sisters, listening to this program, you've got to tell everybody that we only have the funds to remain open for one single year. You've got to tell everyone you know that this Commonwealth Avenue Center is only going to be able to care for women down the road from Planned Parenthood within eyesight for 1 year. We are the ones that have to raise the rest of these monies. We have to trust God with our giving. These men who have made the sacrifice, they believe that we will do this. They believe that we will stand up as they have and raise the funds and come alongside and make a difference for life and not simply say, well, somebody else is going to have to do it. No, everybody listening to this program is going to have to do this. Everybody listening to this program is going to have to tell everybody they know, and I mean everyone they know, that we're opening our doors on Commonwealth Avenue, that we are taking this step of faith, that we believe in all of the Christians across this region, across this land, that this is where God is, and we need to join him. Again, you can send your checks to a Woman's Concern at 1855 Dorchester Avenue in Dorchester, Mass. Our zip code is 02124. Or, again, I really want to encourage folks who really may not have the means and really do have a heart for this work and can see themselves giving a little bit over a long period of time, that you can join our Heart for Life program. And you can give Sarah a call at 617-929-1012. Sarah is ready to talk to you about that and on ways that you can also invest with us for the long run. But I cannot emphasize enough how grateful I am to those families who have already made the sacrifice to us to be able to help open up our doors. But I want to let you know that once this year comes and goes, once we open our doors, you can just look at the September of 2008. We need to raise money now for that month and for all the months after that, or else we're really going to be on thin ice, and it's going to be a real challenge. But I have great faith in our God and in his people. And I do know that you will go out of your way to make sure everyone in your parish knows, everyone that attends your church, every pastor out there, everyone who has even an inkling of a love for the unborn child will go ahead and spread out the word of this work and come alongside of us. This is easily one of our most symbolic actions in all of our pro-life work here. And I am just very, very grateful to God, Father, and very, very grateful to all the work that, you know, In Season and Out of Season has been doing for us as well, and for Eleanor and for the team down there in ComAv. And this is really, really, Winston Churchill was being asked about this at World War II, when all of a sudden things started to turn. And he didn't say, I think this is the beginning of the end. He didn't say that. He didn't even say this is the beginning of the end. All right. He did say this may be the end of the beginning. We may now see the end, the beginning of the end of this deadly work that's being done on Commonwealth Avenue. This may just be the end of the beginning for them, but now we're going to see the tide turn.
Hallelujah! Let me tell you this. Now, Planned Parenthood is so demonic. I'm going to tell you why. They get all the statistics. Where shall we put an abortion mill? Oh, I know where to put one. Shall we put it in Natick? No, that's where the Archdiocese has hers. Not a abortion mill, but centers. No, we're not going to put it in Natick. We're going to put it right in the middle of two colleges. Oh, yeah. So you know what? The devil said this is where to do it, because you know what? These women and these men are promiscuous. And even if they practice birth control, it doesn't always work. So, you know, the best place to put your abortion mill? Between Boston College and Boston University. Oh, yeah, this is where to do it. And, you know, we're gonna make lots of money, millions. Because, you see, abortion is all about business. It's about a business. It's not about women. It's about business. I remember the time when we were there and a little girl, 15 years old, being brought by her mother to have an abortion. It was Christmas time.
The mother sent the little girl up all alone, and she went Christmas shopping with the little boy that was 8 years old. And then the little girl, 15 years old, after she had the abortion, came down. They threw her out. She was throwing up. Mummy wasn't there. Mummy was buying toys for the little boy. And so we took her, and we put her on the curb, and we bought her some Coca-Cola to settle her stomach. And as she threw up, we held her head. We couldn't do much. And we prayed. Planned Parenthood is all about a death camp. And you know, they put the death camp between two campuses where there are plenty of women who will get pregnant. Now, this is the counterattack. We put a life camp in the middle of two campuses and next to the death camp. So we can say with Ezekiel, either choose life or choose death. And here it is. You go up there, you choose death. Come with us. Let's look at your baby. Let's look at the baby. Let's see the heartbeat. Let's see what happens. And if you want to change your mind, then you can come back. But they don't. Because once they see the baby, once they see the heartbeat, then they melt. Can a woman forget her child, her sucking child at her breast? Oh, even if these should forget, the Lord said, I shall never forget you, because I have graven you on the palms of my hands. And there might be some women now that are hearing me that are thinking about aborting. Don't abort. We had a little girl with us today. When she was 14, she got pregnant. And she's got a beautiful little girl. And you know what? She's a good mother. Do I think that those things should happen? No. But when they happen, we have to care for people and give them alternatives. So I'm asking you to send your money to A Woman's Concern, 1855 Dorchester Avenue, Dorchester, Mass., 02124. Come on. Get your checkbooks out. Ask the Lord, what do you want me to give? We want to keep this center of life open between the two campuses, between BU and BC. 1855 Dorchester Avenue, Dorchester, Mass., 02124, and you make the check out to A Woman's Concern. For people who would like to give maybe a dollar a day by stop drinking coffee, you know, call Sarah at 617-929-1012, 617-929-1012. Behold,
I stand at the door and knock. This has been In Season and Out of Season with Father Tom DiLorenzo. A tape of this week's series of messages is available to you with a donation.